The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Spin 103.8's Michaela Hayes is with me now to go through what is trending online this week. Hello.
Hello. We've had a juicy week.
We've had a juicy week. And when you came in there during the break, we started this chat, didn't we? Because we started talking about the Beckhams, because you can't not.
No, it's wild. There's so much backlash, so much going on, so much PR setups. It's been an incredible week.
So explain to people what's been happening if we've missed all of this.
Okay, so David Beckham got his star on the Walk of Fame over in LA. And then later that day, we saw paparazzi shots of David's youngest child, Harper Beckham, going to her brother Brooklyn's house. Okay. Now, I have a number of questions. First of all, LA, do people walk over there?
Did she not arrive in a car? I thought she arrived in a car,
but then she got out to walk like the last 500 meters to get papped.
Yeah, I can see how it doesn't take a conspiracy theorist to reckon that perhaps there was a bit of a setup going on there.
Yes, I also liked that she did it immediately after the ceremony. So the family were there except for Brooklyn. So for anyone who doesn't know, Brooklyn's had a massive falling out with his family over the past couple of years. It's been really juicy. There's been a lot going on. And look, family drama happens, okay? And he has very much said for his parents to leave him alone, to not make money off him. He sent them a cease and desist to stop making money off his name, okay? So this photo comes out. Harper is wearing the dress she wore to the Walk of Fame ceremony, which is a Victoria Beckham dress, by the way.
It was lovely.
It was beautiful. Free advertising for the mother, I would say. So she got papped walking up. Now, Harper is only, is she 13, 14? She's
14,
young.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, so she was walking up to his house with a note in her hand. So she had left this handwritten note for him, which will pull at the heartstrings. You're like, the little sister, she wants her brother back. It was all pure. It was.
And well, it was, because the pictures, I mean, how did the photographer know to be there? But then what we've all been looking at online is this ad that Brooklyn has made.
Yes. So Brooklyn has made an ad for DoorDash, which are the food delivery service that they have over here. And it's very short, but it's very impactful, and it has not made anyone like him. So it starts with him sitting at home and he's like, oh, wonder why I'm watching the World Cup at home? Long story. And then it zones in, and this is what we were discussing. For me, it zones in and he puts 6 tickets to the World Cup on the table, which the Beckhams, there's 6 of them. Mm-hmm. You notice the watch.
The watch is apparently a watch that Daddy Beckham gave Brooklyn for his 21st, worth 200 grand or something. But it's sitting there on the table, not being worn. So I don't know. I mean, there was a whole article that I read about Easter eggs in the Brooklyn Beckham ad. I thought, why am I doing this?
Because it's great. It's the drama we all need, but like, it doesn't affect us. But like, I think everyone has families that have drama and stuff. And like, we've seen him grow up. We've seen him get married. We've seen people kind of, there's backlash. Everyone's blaming the wife, which I don't like that. I'm kind of like, he can make his own decisions. But it's put a really nasty taste in people's mouths because he did send his family a cease and desist before Christmas and asked them to stop using his name to make money.
Now what is he doing?
Using them.
And you know that ad looked very like it was part of a series of ads?
Yes.
So we're all waiting for the next installment, right?
Yep.
See what's going to happen.
But also, he doesn't need money. His wife is the daughter of a billionaire. Mm-hmm. So why is he doing it?
I mean, he wants to stand on his own 2 feet. That doesn't wash either. Standing on David Beckham's 2 feet. Actually, speaking of which, a lot of talk about David and the number of ads he is doing for the World Cup. I mean, there was a whole piece the other day that I saw that said he's in more ads than anyone who's actually playing in the World Cup.
Oh, is he? Mm. Yeah. But it's again funny because I don't think David Beckham needs a huge amount of money. We were talking about this. Obviously, he has great money. They had the Netflix documentaries, okay? So obviously, they made a lot of money off the back of that. He's on loads of panels for the World Cup as well. And then he's on every second ad. And I think it's going to put a bad taste in people's mouth for him as well.
Let's see how that one plays out. But that's definitely been trending this week. Also this, because the UK, as you probably have heard, set to ban social media for under 16s. And this girl went viral this week.
Earlier, we looked at screen time. What was your screen time over the weekend?
9 hours.
9 hours. So suddenly you're going to have a lot more time to fill. And what will you do?
Stare at a wall.
It was all over the place. That clip went everywhere this week.
I love her so much. Look, the van, there is obviously loads of pros and cons for her, but I just, there's so many things. A parent, how did her mother react to seeing that clip on BBC News? Yeah.
And then everywhere on the internet afterwards.
It's just, she's so deadpan and she's so nonchalant. And I know when I was that age, I was such a goody-goody. So like if the news were, I'd be like, this is the greatest thing to ever happen. I can go outside. I can play sports. I can hang out with my friends. Everything's going to be
and
amazing.
And not even you would have believed it.
No. Whereas she's like, I don't care. I'm going to stare at a wall. I'm like, there's TV.
I know. And that is a question, isn't it, around the ban? Because if you're used to being on TikTok for that many hours in the day, you're probably going to find a way to be on TikTok despite the ban.
Oh, yeah. Like I think of, you know, I think we all, you know, may have done stuff we weren't meant to do when we were younger. There's a way around it. So I do. It's interesting. I don't know how they've make the ban come into play. But then like you've also got like gaming on streaming services and stuff. I don't know how it's going to work, but I love her and I want her to give an update of what she's been doing once the ban comes in.
They'll be back to her, won't they, on the first Monday after the ban and say, how was the wall staring? How did it go for you? Did you do it for 7 hours on each day? Will we talk about the cat in Thailand? Already very controversial here on News Talk this morning because I was telling Anton about it and I'm saying, is it any surprise that a cat was attacking people?
No, I'm a dog girl myself.
Me
I'm not
too.
Yeah,
look, I don't really hate cats. I'm kind of overplaying this. I don't hate them,
but you're not a
but
fan.
I'm very wary, Michaela, very wary.
I love watching videos of cats every now and again, and they just are little. They're not evil, some of them, but they're like, I'm just going to go and claw your leg, I'll just bite you, it's grand. Whereas I think dogs, they don't do that as much. So a cat has been arrested and booked and charged in Thailand because it keeps attacking the police officers. So there was a photo shoot with the cat of its paw print being taken, of its mugshot being taken. And I very much appreciated, I don't know if it was the owner or if it was in fact the police station that decided to dress the cat in different outfits for every photo.
Yeah, I'm not into that. But I did see the cat's eyes. I looked into that cat's eyes and it looked like an attack cat.
Loads of cat people. It's so funny because I've showed it to a few people. Cat people are like, oh my God, it's so cute. Look at its eyes. Oh,
all I
give
see
it
is death.
Evil.
Yeah. I just see claws next.
I was like, that is a cat who's plotting the demise of the world. And it's starting with a couple of police officers in Thailand first and it will move on.
A listener says, I think you should apologise for your hateful negative comments about cats. They're not hateful as such. It's just, I think you're either a dog person or a cat person.
Yeah.
I don't mind them. I wouldn't ever harm a cat as long as it doesn't harm me. And I think they have the potential to harm people.
They've very sharp claws.
They have.
And it's like puppies. I'm not a big fan of puppies because they have razor teeth and they don't know that they shouldn't be biting your clothes and your hand and it hurts. So cats are the same.
You've crossed a line there now, Michaela. I don't know if we can be friends.
I love puppies. But like when they start biting, I'm like, no. I love them when they're post-feed, have a full tummy and are napping and curled into you. When they're at the playful little nippy part, I'm like, no.
Well, listen, maybe you're not a dog person. Maybe you're not a cat person, but you could be a duck person. And if you are a duck person, we have the very fella for you.
Merlin. He's amazing. So Merlin has become the unofficial ambassador for Mexico for the World Cup. Now, we do see this every year. Do you remember the octopus?
Yeah. That predicted the results.
Yeah. So
Merlin's not doing that though, is he?
He has started.
Oh God, give me a break. I thought he was just selling ice creams or bottles of water for his owner. Yeah.
Yeah. So Merlin's owner, Carla, she is a street vendor in Mexico. So Merlin is better trained than my dog, by the way, because he just waddles along beside them, doesn't run off. And he has little shoes on. They dress him in lovely little outfits and they have put him in a Mexico jersey. And now he is everywhere. So he waddles along with Carla, who says, even before the World Cup, she didn't expect this to blow up. Merlin is her baby and she doesn't want to leave him at home alone because he doesn't like being at home alone. So she has him walking along now in a lovely Mexico jersey and he has become the star of the show.
Yeah, he looks happy in his Mexico jersey, but I'm not a big fan of dressing animals.
Oh my God, I love it.
I'm not sure it's fair on them, you know.
Oh no, my dog loves it. I dress her as a spider for Halloween. It's great. I have a little puffer jacket for her. Bring her on walks in her puffer jacket. She's got pajamas.
God help us.
But she doesn't look sad when I put it on, and it makes me happy. So she's happy.
Okay, well look, if you're happy and the dog is happy, let's just go with that. Now, Moira Rose in Schitt's Creek trending online. Let's have a listen first of all and then chat about this one.
My bebe girl leaving me so soon. No, this is your bebe, Jocelyn, and an artistic cradle robber. I am not. Oh, it was the bebe. I'm so relieved.
My bebes.
No, your kids aren't here.
My girls.
What girls?
My girls. Oh. Lorna, second from the left.
Okay.
If she takes on smoke, she'll never recover.
So tell me about this.
So there is a trend going around at the moment where people are saying words, but they're saying them in different tones. So you have to do sarcastic. Then you have to do angry. So you're given one word. So hers is, obviously she's not with us anymore. They went and got her saying bebe because it is iconic. And she's such an excellent actress that they had the range of it. So you are given one word and then you were made say it sarcastic, angry, annoyed, flirty and fun.
Just go through the whole range of them.
Whole range.
Well, Catherine O'Hara, when she so sadly died just a couple of months ago, there was a great clip of her going around where she was talking about trying to get Moira's accent right. And her dialect coach said to her, just don't be consistent. Just be completely, you know, all over the place every single time and you will be Moira. And once that was in her head, she was grand.
Oh, Moira Rose is one of the most iconic that character is just incredible. So it's great to see that, you know, she can go viral again and that character can go viral again, even though they're no longer here. But yeah, everyone is now trying it themselves. And I think it's a very hard thing to do. Do you want to try?
No,
I couldn't do it.
No, I don't think I could do it. I mean, bebe, you can only say it one way, can't you?
Bebe, bebe. Get back two.
You got two. Michaela, got well two. Done. You sent us down a rabbit hole now. Thank you very much. Michaela Hayes there from Spin 103.8. And just with reference to the girl who's going to stare at the wall all weekend, a listener says, that girl who's gone viral, it's a shame she won't get to see her viral clip. I would hazard a guess that she probably will. She'll probably manage that. She seems to be somebody who is resourceful.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.